You're listening to the D.A. Thompson Podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 20th, 2010. This is D.A. Thompson, a Seattle-based writer, speaker, and musician. The D.A. Thompson Podcast is supported by D.A. Productions, an independent label, production, and publishing company promoting independent perspectives. Today's podcast is My Two Cents Under 2 Minutes. 5 a.m. I wake up, I see the coffee sitting by me. Albert Einstein once said, "The value of a man resides in what he gives, and not in what he is capable of receiving." I often recall an experience that I had when I was a teenager, when our family began to take short-term medical relief trips to the Philippines. The four of us would head over for about 3 weeks at a time, conducting small operation medical relief efforts. Generally, we would travel into remote barrios or villages with a local pastor or translator and set up a makeshift clinic where my mother would serve as the receptionist or nurse, my father would diagnose and treat, my sister would serve as pharmacist, and I would serve as logistics, playing games with kids or just handling anything that came our way, like tying down the tent when a storm came through. It was after one such clinic, in a particularly long, hot, and sticky day, that we had finished with the clinic and were packing up everything, preparing to leave. I had spent a good deal of the day entertaining the children with some music and games. Just as I was about to climb into the jeep, I heard a young boy calling out, something in his local dialect. I turned around to discover a little boy who came scurrying up to me, juggling an armful of mangoes which he barely managed to keep from dropping. Upon reaching me, he fell into my arms. In pure exhaustion, the mangoes tumbled onto the ground and I caught him and lifted him up. I held him in my arms, looking down to find that his arms and legs were scratched and bleeding. I turned a frantic look to the translator, who explained that the boy had picked the mangoes for me. I asked what happened to his arms and legs. The translator explained that he must have scratched them up when picking the fruit. Doing the best that I could to compose myself from tearing up, I gave that child a great big hug and called my father over to help clean and bandage his sores. I have to say that everything we had done up to that point, under the banner of humanitarian aid, seemed to become a trifle as I cleaned that boy's cuts. I often look back to that moment to remind myself that my obligation to give does not stop when it becomes difficult. That is when true giving, true benevolence happens, when it has a cost, when it hurts, when it challenges us, and when it demands of us to endure the cuts and bruises and to run till we are exhausted. This is D.A. Thompson, expanding restrained horizons by mind, mouth, and music. Like a foolhardy lamb to the slaughter, I'll stay.